AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. I'm leaning toward one of the reserve players tonight.
Well, one of the players coming off the bench. A couple of them had a good first half there. You know, got some good minutes out of George Butler. Great minutes out of Morgan Sims. Have to see how much playing time they get here in the second half.
Right now, it's back to the starting unit for the Cardinals. Likewise for the Rams, Galesburg Augusta with the ball to start the third quarter. Three-pointer from the left wing by Jacob Lambert is an air ball. Here come the Cardinals. May goes to Mock on the left corner. Get it to Taggart. He's two-time, three-time.
Nice
five Mock. How about that? Wow.
Great. The pass was better than the basket there. Logan Taggart with the assist.
28-18, Cardinals with their biggest lead of the night. It's 10. The Cardinals almost had a steal as the Rams pushed the ball up the floor. Here's Lambert on the left wing. Hot step on the left block. Off the glass and good for him.
Got to get Logan Taggart to step in there a little bit.
28-20, Cardinals. Here's a dribble drive by Maurer. A feed goes to Taggart. It's short. He gets his own rebound. Pump fake. Just short, but he draws a foul as the triple team never laid off of him.
And go to the line for two for Logan.
Foul assessed to Zach Werdinger, his first team first of the second half. Tagger to the charity stripe. First of two is down, is up, is bouncing off the back of the rim. It remains for the time being 28-20 Cardinals. 7:03 left to play in the third quarter. Calvin Foote coming in to the Ram lineup. Second of two, in and out as well for Logan Taggart. Here come the Rams. Ordinger on the right wing, trying to get it on the weave. It's deflected, stolen by Michael Magos. Magos catches up to the loose ball. Don't count the bucket. They went through the cylinder. The foul came beforehand. It's going to be a Galesburg Augusta foul, it looks like, or did it just go out of bounds?
Well, one official called the basket good. The other one said no. So they're talking it over right now. They're going to call it on the shot. We're going to get
a foul against Blake Pattinson is his second, team second. Cardinal ball out of bounds. Maurer is looking. Finds Mock. Right corner for three. It's an air ball right into Foote's arms. That sounded weird, didn't it?
Foote's arms.
Yes. Here's Patterson with the ball. Running the weave. Calvin Foote dribble driving and drawing a foul. Ryan Mock closed in the middle of the lane. That is going to be Mock's second foul. Team first of the second half. Ram ball out of bounds, trailing 8-28-20, 6:34 left to play in the third quarter. Lambert inbounds to Patterson, too far underneath the bucket. It comes to the perimeter. Lambert dribble driving, double team closed in on him on the left block. Whistle on a foul against the Cardinals.
Blaze Watson picking up that foul with a little push.
His first, team second.
Coach Kelly pleading the boys to move their feet out there.
And play defense, that part I heard. 28-20 Cardinals. Here's Foote. He thought about launching one from the right wing. Instead, he'll get the ball back outside to Werdinger. Now a dribble drive. Lambert runs over Maurer. No call. Rams get the ball back. Bounce pass intercepted by Magos and a retaliation foul by Werdinger underneath the Galesburg Augusta bucket. It's going to be his second, team third.
Michael using that good quickness to make that steal under the bucket.
Watson inbounds to Magos. He'll push the ball up the floor. The Cardinals lead by 8, 5:55 left in the third quarter. Pass the key to Magos. Swing the ball around to Mock on the left corner. Now back between the circles to Michael. Moving to the right sideline, bounce pass to Blaze Watson, right corner, inside. Mock trying to post up, reverse is short, gets his own rebound, up fake. Baby hook doesn't go in, rebounded by Douglas.
Ryan with too pretty good looks at it there. Didn't get either one of them to fall.
As a result, the Cardinal lead is still 8, 28-20, 5:20 left to play, quarter number 3. Here's a dribble drive. Lambert was cut off. Now he'll have to move to the top of the key, and he steps to his right, gives the ball to Patterson on the lead. Douglas setting a screen. The ball comes out to the left corner. Dribble drive, a shot off the glass, no good. Ball tip, and it's going to go out of bounds as Douglas hits the deck. Oldwater ball leading by 8, 28-20, 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter.
The Rams back to that man-to-man defense, switching about every time down the court between man-to-man and zone.
A shot from the left elbow goes in and out for Logan Taggart. Here comes Galesburg-Augusta. Wardinger trying to back down Maurer at the top of the key. Gives it to Lambert on the weave, right side. Now dribble drive. Mott cuts him off. Lambert still with the ball. The give is to the left wing. Patterson get it out. Left corner, three-pointer. Bounces off the rim. Does not go in for Lambert. Taggart with the ball. Ahead, May goes to Mott. He had numbers. Rolls off the back of the hoop on his layup. This seems to be on the bucket for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, Patterson trying to run in transition for the Rams.
Maurer's going to pick up the foul.
Reach-in foul for Grant is going to be his second, team third.
They got him down for three, Sean. Anyway, Rams get the ball back. They're back at it right here.
They trail by 8, 28-20. It's still an 8-point Coldwater lead. Logan Taggart with the rebound following the miss.
Like Douglas going to pick up that foul.
And that's going to be his third, team fourth. Waterbury coming back in, as is Luke Beck using for Coldwater. We see Ryan Raines and Dylan Whipple in for GA.
Non-conference game. Both coaches using pretty much everybody on the bench tonight.
As we mentioned, Galesburg-Augusta has a big KVA game coming up Friday to wrap up their snow coming week against Olivet. The Cardinals, meanwhile, travel to Sturgis High School for the final time as members of the same league. That's coming up on Friday night, and we'll have broadcast of both the girls and the boys varsity action. Logan Taggart with the rebound put back. Yes, and one for him.
Luke Beckhusen with the original shot. Logan with good offensive rebounding position. Use that big body.
Dylan Whipple assessed the fall, and they have him for three. Team fifth. 30-20, Cardinals with 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. Could be 31-20 if Taggart can finish on a three-point play. There it is, his first making the charity stripe tonight. Now, next year, the KVA is going to look a little bit different as they go from 10 teams to 8. Explain that a little bit as the evening progresses. Right now, the Rams have the ball. The ball comes to free throw line. Lambert with a dribble drive at short. Waterbury with a rebound ahead to a streaking Luke Beckhues. A nice pass. The blaze, he missed. And it's off of Ryan Mock's fingertips. Ram ball. Ryan Hanley will come back in.
Great job there, running the break there. They just didn't quite finish that, but a nice pass by Waterbury to Beckhusen, to Watson, and he just didn't lay it in.
Cardinals throwing out token pressure with their 2-2-1 zone press. Rams able to break it. Uh-oh, here comes the trap. Ball at the half-court line. Here's the dribble drive by Patterson. Kick it out to the right corner. Calvin Foote. To the right block, it's short. Hadley's coming up with the rebound, saves the ball to Blaze Watson. Here he comes. Blaze to Beckhusen, dribble drive, right baseline, layup, good.
Nice take there by Luke. Great pass from Blaze.
33-20, Cardinals lead the Rams by 13 with 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. Almost a steal by the Cardinals at midcourt. The Rams come up with it. Long throw to John Beard, right baseline, kick it back out to the perimeter. Three-pointer is good from the left wing for Dylan Whipple. Timeout, Galesburg-Augusta, 2:18 left to play in the third quarter. It is the Cardinals 33 and the Rams 23. How long of a timeout?
It's going to be a full.
So we'll take this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
2:18 left to play in the third quarter from here at Galesburg Augusta High School. Coldwater leading the host Rams 33-23. Coldwater ball coming out of the Ram timeout. First of the game.
Well, the Rams hit that three right there before the timeout after a nice little run by the Cardinals.
Waterbury kicked the ball out to Beck Husen on the right wing. Comes to Hadley on the elbow. Inside, Waterbury with an up fake whistle on a foul on his take to the bucket. Nate is going to go up for two.
Nate just kind of hanging out under the basket down there. Going to go to the basket, or going to go to the free throw line for two now.
Calvin Foote for the Rams picking up his first foul. Team six. First of two from Waterbury. Rattles in.
The front of the rim and over the top. Cardinals back to 11-point lead.
34-23. The clock is stopped. 2:04 left to play in the third quarter. Second one bounces. Got a nice roll there. The rims sound harder than they probably are. Cardinals back up by 12 and they're pressing. Coach Tim Bourne for the Rams saying, move the ball at midcourt. Ball stolen by Blaze Watson behind the back. Pass to Beck Husen, yes, with a layup.
Cardinals using this little bit quicker lineup out here right now, taking advantage of getting the press on, taking advantage of some turnovers.
37-23, it's a 14-point lead. The Rams able to break the press and underneath Dylan Whipple finishes. Back to a 12-point lead for the Cardinals, 37-25, a minute 23 left to play in the third quarter. Blaze Watson to Mock on the left corner. Cross court off of Waterbury's hands. It's stolen by the other number 14, Blake Patterson. Patterson, Waterbury getting back on defense. Gets the ball in the right corner. His shot for three, no good. Off the pass from Lambert. Here come the Cardinals. Mock behind the timeline, gets it to Waterbury. Now Hadley inside to Mock, turns around, pump fake, get it out to Blaze Watson. Dribble drive, the runner doesn't go in, tap in, yes, for Blaze.
Nice left-handed tap in there by Blaze, stuck right with it.
39-25, back to a 14-point Cardinal lead, 42 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals have never trailed in this contest. There are three ties early. Galesburg Augusta with the ball, three-pointer, bounces off the rim, no good. Mock there with a rebound. Dylan Whipple went over Ryan Mock, trying to get the board. Cardinals in transition. Blaze Watson with a 10-footer from the right baseline, no good. I think the ball was off of Mock's hands, giving it back to the Rams. 21.5 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
Cardinals back into that 2-2-1 press.
Rams able to break it. Here's a pass inside. Pump fake by Calvin Foote from the low right block. Whistle and a foul on the swat-away attempt. Who's going to be assessed the foul here?
I think Blaze Watson.
It's weird. I had them with one, and all of a sudden they have three. Somewhere along the line, I forgot to write some in. Either that or the scoreboard's broken.
Maurer back into the lineup for the Cardinals. 9.5 here to go in the third quarter.
Calvin with a make on the front end of his trip to the free throw line for the Rams. And a miss on the second at 39-26. Ball slapped away from Hadley. Coldwater will get it in the backcourt. 7.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
GA going to come out now with a little man-to-man press.
Ryan Mock is looking in the back right corner of the backcourt, and it comes to Maurer. Bounce pass to a streaking Beckhuis, and he had numbers, missed the layup. Galesburg Augusta with a half-court shot is short at the buzzer. 39-26, Cardinals lead the Rams after three. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes. You got to remember, it's federally insured.
Local service?
You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coldwater ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead 39-26. We do have a halftime score on the WTVB scoreboard from the girls' game back at Coldwater. The Lady Cardinals leading the Lady Rams 25-16. Kenzie Galloway already with 7 points. Here are the Cardinals with the ball. Hadley inside of Grant Maurer, blocked underneath. Cardinals get the ball back. Maurer, a couple pump fakes underneath. Ball tip, hauled in by Galesburg Augusta. Here come the Rams, a double team on the right block, comes back to the perimeter. Now a double team on the left block, comes back out to the perimeter. A pass by John Beard, intercepted by Ryan Mock. That was right in front of us. Now to Beckhuis and to Maurer. He finishes. Bradley,
nice pass there for Maurer.
41-26. Looks like the Cardinals are going to get two in a row ahead of their big showdown at Sturgis on Friday night. Of course, we do have 6:47 and change left to play in the fourth quarter. Ryan Hadley was run over, taking a charge. See who they get the offensive foul against.
Big number 50, Douglas.
And that is his fourth foul. The clock is not. Waterbury is dribbling the ball, and just now the clock has started. I was thinking that they were trying to get a substitution in for Douglas, who has four fouls. Dribble drive along the right baseline is short for Maurer. He gets his own rebound. Putback is good, plus one.
Maurer just throwing some pure strength into that with a great offensive rebound and a putback.
And just like that, Austin Douglas fouled out of the game for Galesburg Augusta. Timeout is going to be called here with 6:34 left. 30-second timeout for the Rams, 43-26 Cardinals. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Galesburg Augusta High School. It is now a 17-point lead for Coldwater over the host Rams, 43-26. could be 18 following this attempt to finish a three-point play for Grant Maurer. The clock is stopped with 6:34 left to play in the fourth quarter. Maurer dips and shoots, misses wide right. Flying in for the rebound is John Beard for the Rams. Here they come. Werdinger moving on the motion. Here's a dribble drive. Kick the ball outside to Beard. Down the middle of the lane. Crashing bodies all over the place. Hadley getting up. Maurer had a hand on it. The shot in and out on the left blocks for the Rams. Here comes Luke Beckhusen trying to give the ball to Mock. It's stolen by the Rams. Here comes Werdinger, who had the steal. The shot and the score for who got that?
44 got that, Sean. I'm sorry.
That was Ryan Rain. And timeout taken by the Cardinals. A full timeout. 5:48 left, 43:28 Coldwater. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid,
35 fans in attendance up at Lakeview.
Oh, really?
You really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. 15-point lead they enjoy, 43-28. Scout Case, Grant Maurer, Nate Waterbury, Ryan Hadley, and Ryan Mock, the five on the floor for Coldwater. They have a ball, but it was taken away by the Rams. Spin move on the left elbow. Now it comes to the right baseline. Shot blocked by Ryan Mock. Beard trying to take it right baseline. Here comes Coldwater. 15-point lead, 5:20 left. Grant Maurer with the ball. Bounce pass inside. The Scout Case overshot it. Hadley trying to get the rebound. It was off of his knee.
Cardinals with that 15-point lead. About 5:10 to go.
Here come the Rams. Ball's at the top of the key. On the weave, it comes to Werdinger. Dribble drive, a shot, and a score. Great pass goes to Ryan Rains, and he finishes. It's going to be cold water ball. It never did go out of bounds following the basket. The Rams are pressing. The inbound comes to Mock. Scout Case had numbers. He'll back it out as the Cardinals get set in the half court. Waterbury from Case. He's on the right wing, moving off of Maurer's screen to the corner. Nothing going there. It comes back to Grant. Swing the ball around to Scout on the left corner. Now back to Mock. Around Hadley to Waterbury. Right wing inside to Mock. Double team. Trying to give it to Case on the weak side. It came back to Hadley, and he scores.
Nice pass there. A little dump pass from from Scout Case. Excuse me.
45-30, back to a 15-point lead for the Cardinals over the Rams. 4:08 left to play in the game. Rams running their motion offense. We were talking about the KVA, the league that Galesburg Augusta is in, contracting from 10 to 8 teams, whistle and a foul on Werdinger's rebound putback. for Coldwater, Waterbury's going to pick up his first foul. We all know that Penfield, who has been in the KVA for a long time, will be joining Coldwater, Harper Creek, Marshall, etc., in the new Interstate 8 next year. Maple Valley is going to be leaving to join the new Greater Lansing Athletic Conference, and it was revealed over this past weekend that Olivet will be leaving the KVA as well. That kind of surprised you.
Yeah, it did. Just everything, you know, just so many switches. High school getting a lot like the college conferences as they switch, get bigger, you know, we get more power conferences across the state.
I think it's more of a travel situation. It was told that the KVA was looking to expand westward, which would make longer road trips for the likes of the Maple Valleys and the Olivet of the world, who are closer to Eaton County.
Well, you can't blame them for that.
Split on the pair from the free throw line. The Cardinals being pressed. They're able to break it. Looked uncomfortable doing so. Case underneath. Who got that, Tagger? Who checked that again?
Nathan Waterbury. Nice pass from Scout Case. Nathan with a nice left-handed lay-in there.
47-31. Cardinals lead the Rams. 3:40 left. Scoop shot from the free throw line doesn't go in for John Beer, but a whistle and a foul.
Logan Tagger going to pick up another foul.
His third foul coming midway near the end of the fourth quarter here, fortunately for the Cardinal fans here. Team sixth. First of two is good for John Beard. Back to a 15-point lead, 47-32. Well, the new members of this new conference, the Greater Lansing Athletic Conference, Olivet, Maple Valley, also Lake Odessa, Lakewood, Leslie, Stockbridge, and Perry, along with Lansing Christian, a non-football playing member. Grant Maurer shot from the left baseline was short. So that will lead KVA, the league that Galesburg Augusta is in, with eight teams once Comstock moves over from the Wolverine to join the KVA.
Well, it does make sense. You know, everything's a little bit closer. Shorter drives, less gas, and schools have to use.
Which was the justification, one of the justifications for Coldwater leaving the SMAC to create the Interstate 8. Galesburg Augusta ball following the Coldwater turnover. Offensive foul. Scout Case was run over along the left baseline.
Good job by Scout there. Got himself square to the dribbler.
Jacob Lambert picking up his third foul. And timeout, Galesburg Augusta, full timeout, 3:07 left. It's a 47-32 Coldwater lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of the Galesburg Augusta timeout. They're throwing out a press. The Cardinals able to break it. Here's Waterbury off the bounce pass from Case. 47-32, Coldwater leads by 15. Well on their way to improving to 3-9 on the season.
Well, we hope so with a 15-point lead, just under 3 minutes to go in this ball game.
Zach Werdinger picking up his third foul.
A game that really has had too many fouls.
That is going to be the team seventh, I believe. That's they said it was a shooting foul. It's actually the team sixth, and Waterbury drains the first. 16-point lead now for the boys in red and white, 48-32. Second one down, up, off the back of the rim. Skying for the rebound is John Beard, who, oddly enough, is clean-shaven. Galesburg Augusta with the ball, running the motion offense. Beard, one-handed push shot from the free-throw line, comes in and out. Mauer's there with a rebound underneath. Underneath, long throw to Jordan Butler. Checked in, and he scores off a great pass from Grant Mauer.
Jordan Butler running the floor.
18-point lead, 50-32. Cardinals, other end of the floor. A finish by Blake Patterson, whistle, and another timeout taken by the Rams. 2:19 left, 50-34 Coldwater. How long of a timeout?
30, I believe.
It's a 30, so we'll take a 30. Listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Galesburg Augusta High School. 2:19 left. It's 50-34 Coldwater. Boys varsity action non-conference game. This is the final non-conference contest for the Cardinals this season. Morgan Sims inbounds the ball to Scout Case coming out of the timeout. Denise are trying to pass cross court to Butler. Knocked away from him. Coldwater is going to get it back. Scout Case to trigger. Looking, the bounce pass to Waterbury on the right wing. One head fake. Cardinals can afford to milk some time off the clock with a 16-point lead, 50-34. Down to 2 minutes left. Waterbury with a dribble drive down the middle. It's stripped and stolen by Galesburg Augusta. The Cardinals
watch it.
You were saying, watch it. The Cardinals almost came up with a steal. The ball was rolling out of bounds. Zach DeMeester hits the padded wall, which is literally 2 feet away from where I'm stationed.
Yeah, I was a little worried he might take this whole table out.
Full timeout taken by Tim Bourne, the head coach of the Rams. 50-34 Cardinals, a minute 52 left. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th, and Culey's Jewelry has just the gift for your sweetheart. The new shimmering diamond collection, white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. The diamonds dance and move with lovely elegance, a gift that will become a treasured keepsake. Or spice up her Valentine's with a new heart bead for her bracelet starting at $25. Valentine's is also the most romantic holiday of the year, a time to say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond engagement ring from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. This Valentine's Day, make Culey's your first choice in jewelry. Located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Minute 52 left to play in the game. Galesburg Augusta will get the ball coming out of their timeout. They trail by 16, 50-34. The Rams are going to come up with a loss to drop to 4-7 ahead of their big KVA showdown against Olivet here on Friday night. But we see Tim Bourne taking these strategic timeouts to work on stuff with his players. Not quite sure what this discussion was all about between Tim Bourne and the referee and the person at the scores table.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's on how many timeouts.
Right now, we're showing the Rams of Galesburg Augusta with just one timeout left and Coldwater with four. Now the verdict is being delivered to Tim Bourne. I think he might have lost track himself because he's got kind of a grin on his face as the verdict was delivered to him. Now we're ready to get back in the game action. Ram ball, the inbound coming to Calvin Foote. Two times behind. Count the bucket and one for Calvin Foote. They gave the foul to Morgan Sims.
And the basket was good.
Calvin Foote finishes on the three-point play. 50-37. The Rams trail by 13, a minute 47, and counting left. Scout Cates with the ball. Cut off just past the half-court line. The give is to Sims. Cardinals are running the motion. Michael Magos back in the game, moving to the left, moving off of Butler's screen. And Magos draws a foul from Dylan Whipple, who is following him.
Michael, go to the line for two here.
Whipple just fouled out of the game, according to the scoreboard.
Well, nobody's calling anybody over.
First to two from Michael Magos, draws iron and goes through. This is his first trip to the free throw line, if I've got everything tallied correctly. 10th team foul against the Rams, so Coldwater will be in the double bonus the remaining minute and 31. Second one off the back of the rim, rebound by Skylar Cook, who checked in for Galesburg Augusta. Here's a dribble drive by Foote, cut off, bounce pass coming down the middle to Raines, turns around, shoots, miss. Morgan Sims with a rebound, a quadruple team surrounding him. It's a steal, a miss, another miss for Raines, whistle foul.
Michael Magos, I'm going to pick that up.
Magos picking up his second foul. That's a team eight. On the shooting foul, it's going to be Raines up for two. Now I think the referees were going, maybe they're double-checking to see how many fouls Dylan Whipple actually had, because the scoreboard showed him with five, although I think you informally and me informally had him with four.
Yeah, just for a 14-16 point ball game here, just way too many conferences over there at the desk.
The clock has stopped with a minute 10 left to play in the game. And now Ryan Raines finally ready to shoot some free throws. Left-hander doesn't dip, but he shoots and misses. It remains 51-37. Cardinals up 14 with a minute 10 left. Second of two from the left-hander is good. He slips the pair. He has 5 points on the night. Zach Meester looking to inbound. Find Scout Case. Ball taken away. Ball loose on the ground. And taken right back by Michael Magos. Triple team still in the backcourt. Magos needs some help. Now to DeMeester. Throws the ball ahead to Jordan Butler. Dip shoots and scores underneath.
Good job there for Jordan Butler with another long pass from Zach DeMeester.
Well, everybody that's eligible for the Cardinals has scored except for Zach DeMeester, as the Cardinals are well on the way to victory, 53-38. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Scout Case with a steal. Steal. Dips and shoots, leaves it short. Ball down on the ground. And we will, in a traveling violation, one fanny slip too many for Morgan Sims as he had the ball sitting down.
I'd like to see Morgan get on the floor like that. Nice job by that young man.
Rams inbound the ball in the backcourt. Miles Richards picks up at three-quarters court. Now a dribble drive cut off by Case. Get the ball to Raines, now kick it out to Foote on the right wing, hop step, and a bank shot is good for Calvin Foote from the right block, 53-40, 13-point lead, 14 seconds left. Cardinals are going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Maybe Magos will be able to dribble out the clock. Rams aren't showing any urgency on the defense. 3-2-1 bounce pass to Case. That's it. Buzzer sound. The game over. Two in a row for Coldwater. They won 53-40 here at Galesburg Augusta.
Well, not a pretty game, but it's a victory. So you always take those. Coach got a lot of kids in the game tonight. They have three ball games this week, so that'll bode well, too. And also gives those young men that come to practice every night a few extra minutes.
Galesburg Augusta falls to 4-7 on the season. Coldwater improves to 3-9. Again, your final score, Cardinals 53, Rams 40. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4824. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 1998 Ford F-150 V8 fiberglass top, only $49.98? Or a 2008 Ford F-250 Super Cab, $43.98? Mobilia has a 2009 Dodge 1500 Quad Cab V6 automatic priced at $69.98. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hendrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Bobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, first some scores that'll be interest to the few Galesburg Augusta fans that are still here. Halftime, Olivet is behind Kalamazoo Christian 32-29 in the girls' game, and in the boys' game, rather. It was in the girls' contest where Olivet prevailed over the K Christian Comets 73-36. Of course, Olivet coming to Galesburg Augusta here Friday night to wrap up GA's snow coming week. End of the third quarter back in Coldwater, the Lady Cardinals leading the Lady Rams of Galesburg Augusta 45-22. Here at Galesburg Augusta High School, it was a 53-40 win for the Cardinals over the Rams.
Well, a game that wasn't as well played as probably both coaches would have liked to have been, but also a chance for both coaches to play a lot of kids tonight. And, you know, and that's always nice to do in a non-conference game like this. But anyway, so we got Coach Kelly coming out to speak with us here in just a minute. But again, the Cardinals come away with a victory, and that's the most important thing, putting those W's up on the board. And like you said, Sean, two in a row going into Sturgis, that's always nice. And maybe we can get on a little roll here.
13-9 in the first and second quarters favor Coldwater, 13-8 in the third, and a 14-14 stalemate in the fourth quarter as the Cardinals win by 13. Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, joining us on our post-game show. The post-game interview is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container. Here's your company doing its part to help save the planet. Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Congratulations on two in a row, Coach.
Yeah, it was nice to get another win tonight. You know, I thought the kids played hard. I didn't think we played as hard in that first half as maybe we had the last couple games. But you know, coming off a big game with Lakeview and you know, county game with Quincy, thought we were a little sluggish in the first half. We got a lot of good shots, just couldn't make them. But and then we got ourselves in foul trouble. But man, I was so proud of the kids that, like Morgan Sims and Zach DeMeester and Jordan Butler, who came in that first half when we got in foul trouble. And actually, I think they extended our lead with those three guys on the floor at different times in that first half. And that's something that, you know, that makes you as a coach feel really good because, you know, those kids don't get a whole lot right now being juniors and they're working hard. And, you know, I was very, very proud of them, and I told them that in the locker room that when I called on them tonight, boy, they were ready to play.
Yeah, they came in and really did a nice job. I mentioned a couple of times Morgan Sims came in there and just gave you great minutes in that first half and really worked his fanny off and on both ends of the court.
Yes, he did. And, you know, I thought he did. Like I said, I thought all three of them did. You know, those are guys that you know, they're over there, they're big cheerers and a big part of this team, and they work hard their butts off in practice. And, you know, sometimes they don't always get the minutes during the game, but, wow, they were huge tonight for us because, you know, when you get when Hadley had two fouls, then Pagger had two fouls, and Case had two fouls, all there and early in the first half, you know, we had to call, and they answered, and I was very, very proud of them.
Well, not too often you can look down the list. Everybody scored to Zach DeMeester tonight, and that's always nice to see, you know, and nobody was in double figures.
No, and, you know, and that was the thing. Tonight I thought we played a pretty good team game. Never could get that flow going, but I thought in the second half with a little bit of the press and stuff like that, and the other thing is we kept attacking, and you know, even when they pressed us there in the late the third and fourth quarter, we kept our composure and just kept attacking the basket, and you know, that's kind of what sealed the game for us and gave us that win at the end.
So coming up on Friday, the rematch with the Sturgis Trojans out at Sturgis.
Yeah, you know what? I've had three games in 4 days. The 5 days, I'm not even worried about Sturgis right now. I'm going to go home. I'm going to relax. We've got a couple games. The kids, first thing the kids are telling me in the locker room is we got a winning streak. So, you know, hey, I'm happy for them. You know, we'll get back to work tomorrow. We got 2 days off, you know, practice, and we'll get ready for Sturgis on Friday, and it'll be, you know, that's just one of those rivalry games that, hey, they'll be ready for us and we'll be ready for them.
I think the biggest thing for the rest of the evening is that you and the boys make it back to Coldwater safe. Not quite sure how the storm's moving in.
Me neither. You know, we're in good, capable hands. Our place driver, Lisa's out there. She's got that baby warmed up, and I'm ready to get out of here. So, thanks, guys. And
don't leave me, Coach. Oh, yeah. Going home with you.
Oh, that's right. You are with me.
We'll be right out there. I'll be right out.
Well, I got to get all our stuff, so we'll be fine. All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Coach. Ryan Kelly joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinals beat Galesburg Augusta 53-40. Quickly, we'll go over the scoring totals for the victorious Cardinals. Two in a row they've won to improve to 3-9. Luke Beck Hughes in 5, Scott Case with 2. Nate Waterbury leading all scorers with 12. Michael Mago, 6. Grant Maurer, 4. Ryan Hadley, 4. Blaze Watson, 3. Morgan Sims, 4. Jordan Butler, 4. Ryan Mock with 4. And Logan Taggart with 3. That's 53 for Coldwater. Meanwhile, for Galesburg Augusta, they drop to 4-7 with a loss. Blake Patterson, 4. Zach Wardinger, 2. John Beard, 1. Calvin Foote, 5. Jacob Lambert, 5. Dylan Whipple, 7, Ryan Raines, 5, and Austin Douglas with 8 to lead the Rams. That's 40. By the quarters, we mentioned 13-9 in the first and second quarters favored Coldwater, 13-8 in the third favored Coldwater, 14-14 tie in the fourth. The Cardinals finished shooting 40%, 20 out of 50 exactly, 1 of 6 from the three-point line, 12 of 23 from the charity stripe, 52.2%. The Rams, 12 of 35 shooting, 34.3%, 2 of 8 from downtown, 14 of 21 from the charity stripe. The Cardinals were out-rebounded by the Rams slightly to finish the game, 33-31. Turnovers, 15 for the Rams, 11 for the Cardinals. Coldwater with a 10-7 edge, 3 ties, no lead changes. The Cardinals basically led wire to wire.
Yeah, just a good solid win for them again tonight. Not pretty, but a win, and taking that little winning streak into Sturgis on Friday night, and that's important just for the confidence of the kids. And, hey, we might go in and give Sturgis a game. That'll be our last time there as conference members of each other, and hopefully we can go in there and give them a good ball game, which I think we will.
Final score of your JV boys contest, the Cardinals all over the Rams, 58-12. The JV girls back in Coldwater beat Galesburg Augusta, 42-30, and the last score we had in the varsity girls game, it was at the end of the third quarter with Coldwater leading Galesburg Augusta 45-22. One last bit of business before you board the bus and I head back to Coldwater and the station fan. The naming of our McDonald's player of the game. We'll do that after this from McDonald's in Branch County.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day, even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our McDonald's player of the game from here at Galesburg Augusta. I think you were lobbying for Morgan Sims pretty heavily about second quarter onward, weren't you?
Yes, I was, Sean. He just came in, gave him some great minutes in that first half when some kids got in foul trouble. I think Morgan Sims, McDonald's player of the game tonight.
I would agree with you, so congratulations to Morgan Sims, our McDonald's player of the game, as Coldwater beats Galesburg Augusta. Final non-conference game of the year, 53-40, the final score. Next up for the Cardinals, a trip to Sturgis to take on the Trojans. It'll be a varsity girls and boys doubleheader. From the home of the Trojans, Quinn Berry will be mic'd side for both games Friday beginning at 5:30. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Galesburg Augusta High School for Justin Lopshire, the hardest working man in show business, back at the WTVB studios. And for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Rams. They lose to the Coldwater Cardinals. Final score 53-40 until Friday night from Sturgis. Good night, everyone.
tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: AmeriGas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Covelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Culey's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.